Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
If there's true holiness, there's false holiness. Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. If you just leave it that way, let's just say the holiness of the lie. In other words, what would be a holiness that's a lie? That one that's provoked. For example, there are people who live in holiness, but they live in holiness like this because they're scared of dying and going to hell, or they're scared of the consequences. They're scared that God will punish them. That's false holiness. Out of the silence, it shows me that some of you think that way. And that's that false holiness, because then it's not provoked out of love. So, Brother Hughes, we shouldn't be in holiness? No, I never said that. Before going there, I'll explain this other part. Read it correctly. Read it right. Let's stay on verse 24. Well, let's read it from verse 17. Up until verse 24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. Now let's go step by step here. The Apostle Paul here, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to whom was he writing this to? What was that? To who? To the brothers in Ephesians, to believers in Christ Jesus, born again. So notice how it starts out here. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, or your lifestyle. As the rest of the Gentiles walk. Again, another way of saying as heathens, as those of the world. That means that these brothers in Christ were walking as if they were of the world. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, walk. No, don't walk like Gentiles because they won't please God. Or don't walk like of those of the world because you're going to go to hell. Read it. Right there in the Bible. The rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. You have to start connecting from the first points of your voice. Renew your mind. Renew it. What did James say? Save it. Rescue it. What save means? Rescue it. Rescue it from your way of thinking. Don't think like the world thinks. Why? Because you're no longer of the world. If you were born again, you're a child of God. Look at everything that happens, even in politics, as a perspective of a child of God, not of the world. Anything else that you watch? Amen. Having their understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work in uncleanness and greediness. It's possible that there are Christians in this, and this always happens. Say that they lost that feeling. Means that they were sensible to receive Christ, meaning Christ was spoken, presented the gospel. They were illuminated, perhaps they were never born again. Okay, they have it. The image is ready. Now, I'm going to go back a few minutes. The spirit is right there. And here's the body. I'm going to use this image of what I mentioned a moment ago, of what is born of the spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. So the human spirit, everything that we are speaking here, this holiness, this righteousness, is in the human spirit. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but there are people who act like heathens. They're very unrighteous. We'll touch on that later. Understand first your identity in Christ. And I can assure you, if you understand it with revelation, you will not walk like an unrighteous. You will not be lying. You will not be stealing, harming another person, harming another brother in Christ. Because your work, the grace of God will work inside of you, and identity will work from the inside out. Human spirit, there we go. All love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faith, healing, righteousness is right there in the human spirit. Do you see? There's no connection. Then the only connection is through the soul. The soul is your spirit. In the soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. The average Christian, due to just sayings that we have in the church, like, brothers, we have to save the souls. We have to save the souls. And that's fine. I'm not saying that we should get rid of those things. It's just years with them. But when I hear them, it causes me some issues. Because I understand. It doesn't cause me issues. It's talking about the human spirit, the human souls. New birth is here in the spirit. Now the image again. Notice. Spirit, soul, and body. Healing is in the spirit. Because that's where the healer lives. That's where God is. We saw it a moment ago. Did I mention 1 Corinthians 6:17? Yes. That's where the Lord lives. He who is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. That's where healing is. That the healing can be manifest in your body has to go through your soul. Which is why it's so important to renew your mind. Meditate the word of God. There are Christians. God bless them. God bless them greatly. More than 19 years I've traveled and I've been to other churches. Now, of course, I'm not correcting everyone. I'm not the pastor. Unless the pastor, I don't know, out of hundreds of churches that I've gone to, out of five or so many pastors, I've said, speak of this subject because they're wrong. Normally, I'm not correcting everyone or other churches. I'm not the pastor there. But always before giving me the spot, I would always hear, Lord, give us more anointing. Give us more power. There are Christians who have prayed for me. Another time I arrived at a church early. Imagine. You imagine the one who's going to be giving the word arriving late. And I assume it was one of the associate pastors. I don't remember exactly. An usher or a deacon. Saying, oh, Brother Hughes, how are you? The pastor's waiting for you in the office. Oh, okay. Directing me over there. And very cuddly, very, very loving. Almost carried me. They carried my briefcase. And they came in and, oh, Brother Hughes, how are you? Thank you for coming. I said, oh, no, thank you, Pastor, for inviting me. Well, brother, we were speaking for a moment. Before starting, shall we pass to the sanctuary? Oh, go ahead. And you know what, brother? Let's pray. Would you permit us to pray for you? Why would I say no? But I almost said, no, because I can already imagine the prayer, but I didn't say that. But look, very loving, very kind. Pastor was in front of me. One of the ushers, and then someone else next to me. Oh Lord, started praying very strangely, like how the Lord told us not to pray. They're praying. Oh Lord, their voice changed completely. It wasn't the same of, oh Brother Hughes, how are you? All normal. Oh hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh Lord. We ask you, the servant of God. Anoint him. Oh my God, I thought, barely. Why'd you invite me if you think that I'm not anointed? Why'd you invite me? I thought it. I was more held back as I normally am. I'm not, you know. I thought, why'd you invite me? Anoint him. Anoint him. Anoint him, Lord. Amen. Make him more righteous. I'm the same righteousness of God. I just closed my eyes and just started speaking in tongues. As loud as I could be, to not be listening to that. Not too loud to, you know, interrupt them. You know, you have to use a bit of common sense and prudence. I'll give you a in a series on being prudent. I've never given that because I'm not qualified to give you a series on that. And they're kind people. This is no harm against them. I love my brothers in Christ. And sometimes I'd rather be with those types of people than with heathens. Now sometimes, and there are other times where I'd rather be people of the world than with Christians. All depends on the time and what I have to speak of. But in general, or not in general, in a certain way, I can say all my brothers in Christ, in any denomination, I love them. Just as long as they tell me that they're brothers in Christ, that's my heart jumps for joy. Not what of they preach or say, and the songs that they sing sometimes, but because they're my brothers in Christ. That's the love of God. Now I'm going to tell you something that'll blow your socks off. Ephesians 4, verse 24. No, apologies. Where are we reading? 19, verse 20. I want you to see something here. Verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ. You see? But you have not learned the word of God. You are different. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. You see? The truth that is in Jesus. That, you know, whenever you see the truth that has to do with Jesus, it means in Jesus and his finished work and what he's already paid for. Verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct or old way of living, the old man, where does the old man want to work? In here, in your soul, in your mind, your will, your emotions, your body, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, means wanting to act out. But you are a new creation, amen. You are a new creation. If you've been born again, that you were born again, you are already a child of God. You are a child of God. The old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. And be renewed, here's this part, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That word of the spirit is not talking about neither the human spirit, nor is it talking about less about the Holy Spirit. This is an attitude of your mind. Which is why we're speaking of what? Renewing your mind. Change your way of thinking to your identity in Christ. Stop seeing yourself in your own emotions. And you're, it's because I worry too much, Brother Hughes. Don't worry about it. Stop speaking. It's because I get mad very quickly. It's because of this. I will stop speaking it. Renew your way of thinking with the Word of God. Start speaking who you are in Christ. Stop seeing yourself in your mind, in your body. Start seeing yourself in Christ, and the rest will be added to you. We have to do change in your ways of thinking. Change them. If you have to do change in your body, I lost more than 30 pounds years ago to now. But it was from the inside out. Which is why you have to persevere in this. You see, there are people, speaking of losing weight, diets, the moon diet and keto diet and the Mars diet. I'm exaggerating, but not true, but diet this, diet that. Some even starve to death. And when they lose just a couple pounds, then they eat all desperate. Again, because you don't persevere in it. Again, there are Christians who in this moment could be saying, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, all is fine. But something happens and they get discouraged. Quickly, you can see their face just, with the long face. Because they don't persevere in their word and they let the circumstances win them over. And then they want to see all in the natural. It's normal for me to get worried. No, it's not normal if you were already born again. The Bible says, be worried of nothing. Be anxious of nothing, but have your petitions known in prayer. In acts of thanksgiving. And we'll see that later in hermeneutic services. Now the word here, renew. Renewed in the spirit of your mind, or the attitude of your mind. Renew it. Another way of saying it. Renew, be renewed in that willingness to change. Stop seeing yourself in the natural. Develop what's inside of you. Put it here in your mind. Now, 24. And that you put on, King James here got a great translation here. For example, in the morning when I changed, my wife left me this suit already ironed. And I changed with what I have. You put on this changing. It, you put what you are in here in your spirit and you put it here in your mind. And when the devil or the people and circumstances say you're a loser, you don't work for anything, everything never works out because of your fault, your children are lost in the world, things like that, say no in the name of Jesus. I've already repented. I am the same righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am temple of the Holy Spirit. And if the devil continues and you go and say, Satan, open your Bible. Well, he doesn't have one. So you say, sit there. And you put a chair there. Yeah, you put a chair there. You sit down, say, and you read 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, 15 verses of who you are in Christ. And then you go to Revelations and remind him where he's going to end up in. Amen. Now, it seems criticism. This isn't criticism. This is truth. But I've gone to churches where before giving the place to me, the kind sisters, it was supposedly the testimonies. You didn't even know what it was at the time. They speak out of everything but a testimony. And then, brothers, I have asked of your prayers, one sister said, because the whole week the devil has persecuted me and has been behind me. And I have asked my God to be merciful. But for some reason, God has not listened to me. And I was there, really. I have compassion for those people. The devil behind her. Meaning that the devil, and then she said, why? She had this issue and this other thing and this and that, and someone got sick and she got sick and she had a crash and I don't know what else. Just a disaster. And I'm not saying that she didn't go through that, she was lying. But they feel defenseless, saying, I can't do anything against the devil. And a miracle that they blamed the devil that time, because normally others just blame God. But they blamed the devil and said, and I've been asking God, but God has not responded. He wants to teach us something, brothers. He wants to tell me something because he hasn't responded. The first thing I said then, why do you ask for prayer? He didn't answer you if you're the one with the issue. Why do you think he won't answer the rest? Think about it. And you think that I say this just making fun or... No, I have compassion. I almost got up and said, sister, don't say that nonsense, please. For the love of Jesus, out of the mercy of God, don't give more place to the devil. But again, who am I? Because perhaps their pastor teaches them that way. But to wrap up, some of you, oh, glory to God, thank you. Now, where am I? Ephesians. I'm going to fill you up with the truth where it'll come out. Flirting through your eyes, your ears, even the devil's going to come out running. Your voices and the neighbors are going to be all scared, just saying, whoa, what is that? Because the demon's leaving you. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, 23, now 24. And that you put on, dress yourself in the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. You were already created in righteousness. You were already created holy. You're not going to be more righteous. Don't pray, Lord, make me more righteous. You already are. You were created righteous. Glory to God. Created in true righteousness and holiness. You are holy. Brother Hughes, if you knew what I did last night.
If you understood what Christ did more than 2,000 years ago, you would not have done what you did last night. But even with that being said, although you've done what you did, I know some of you, the moment ago, oh, he's already going to start preaching of sin. Are you going to give us a license to sin? No, as I said, a Christian sins with or without license. Some drive without a license. They sin however. They drive however. What I'm saying is so you don't fall in that. If you understand with revelation, you're a child of God. But if you did something, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit didn't just leave you. Suppose some of you, last night went to the home of a family member and the family, oh, come on, drink, it won't hurt you. The devil through your family. You got drunk, you arrived home, very, very drunk, very condemned. You even lost your wallet. You say, I know, Lord, I deserve this punishment. No, it was your nonsense of drinking. But something this way in certain churches. On this Sunday, you have to come here to the altar to put that sin before the blood and re-save yourself. Because if you don't do that, and today in Sunday afternoon, you die, you go to hell. And then the rumor runs, oh no, I saw the brother. Brother. Brother Frankie. It's just an example. No one's named that here. I saw Brother Frankie when he got out of the house of the black cat. You know, the hood there. They were having a party and you could see. You know where they put the beer. And I saw him. I passed through there and even thought, oh, Brother Frankie. And I went back in the car. Just. I even got off and saw. And I could see. And I saw him. That he was with the heathens there. And he had a can of beer. And then, you know, not the whole bottle full. I saw him. And then, you know. You know who he's sharing that with? The sister doubtful, but the doubtful sister says, yeah, you know sister, wife of Brother Frankie told me that he arrived at 3 a.m. and drunk, that he lost the wallet, his wallet, he lost his wallet and the money in there. Oh really? Yeah, well, sister told me a good that she deserved, that he deserved it, that God was punishing him. You laugh, but you think the same way when something happens to you. Yeah, stupid decisions will bring consequences, but God doesn't change. The reason I'm doing this is because many of you and many people that listen to me who can change their lives and understand these truths. It turns out, Brother Frankie took advantage of that avenue, had issues of his heart. And but being drunk, Sunday afternoon, he passed away. You see? You look at what happened. God took him away. God punished him. But you know what? On Sunday, since he was drunk, he didn't come here to repent. And the whole church, he went to hell. Oh, but and you know what? And he didn't pay me back some cash that I gave him, but he deserved it. You know, you think that if you die in sin, dying in sin means in some Pentecostal churches, God bless them, that's where I come from. I don't hate anyone from there. They think this. They think that if you did not confess this and you didn't come to the altar to re-save yourself, be born again. Be born again, again. You understand? To be born again, again. Passed away, and didn't come to the altar to confess his sin, be born again, to re-save himself. Sinner, come to Come to sweet Jesus and you see the heathens and the brethren in Christ as well. Be saved. He died in his sins. Well, if you believe that religious trash, then don't pray for any of your family members that are going through tough times. Don't pray for them. We're clicking no. You see?
The word of God says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For in the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you have not received Jesus Christ, you have not been born again. Therefore, you have to take the next step. I am not speaking about a religion or changing your religion. I am speaking about you receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. I invite you to make this confession with me. God, in heaven above, I come before you to receive the gift of life, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive and he reigns. Jesus, I give you my life and I invite you into my heart. From now on, God, I can call you Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for receiving me as your child. Now, if you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Welcome to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to God's family. And remember, with all thy getting, get understanding. The word says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
We want to know about you and what God has done in your life. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and click on the testimony section and share with us the wonders of the Lord.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and welcome to Word of Faith Ministries. We're all about sharing biblical, practical, and balanced teachings that you can trust. Through our teachings, special broadcasts, and live videos, we aim to spread the gospel far and wide. And if you share what we do, you're helping us reach even more people and keep this mission going. Thanks for being part of it.
Join us at Word of Faith Ministries in fulfilling the Lord's commission to share the Word of God worldwide. Your generous donations make a tangible impact and are greatly appreciated. To contribute, please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and go to the giving section. To make a donation, fill out the donation form, enter your desired contribution amount, select the specific fund you wish to give to, add your preferred payment method, and click the Give button to finalize your donation. Upon completion, you will receive a confirmation of your donation. Your contribution plays an important role in every outreach program, every salvation, and every life transformed through our ministry.
If you are born again, this is what happens in your spirit. Created according to God in righteousness and holiness. Or in the Greek, true holiness. There are Christians who act good, and I congratulate them. They don't drink, they don't cuss, neither a wrong thought never comes to them. But you know why? Because they think that God will punish them, or they're scared of going to hell. What's true holiness then? And you asked me. Romans 6. You're going to get rid of all the complication or saying that God, that the devil is punishing you of your past errors. There's a new life in Christ. Glory to God. 6:22. But now having been set free from sin, having been set free means that you change your nature. You had that satanic nature. Now you have the nature of God. I know some of you say, oh, but Brother Hughes, I know Christians who in some time gave fruits. They were born again. They were in church. They praised God. They read the Bible. And in this moment, they're in the world right now. You know what? If they were truly born again, truly children of God, they will continue being children of God. The devil will kill them sooner or later if they don't repent. And if they don't change, something will happen. They live in depression or they live in illness, destroy their own lives, being in sin just because. It's the truth, but if these truths as an excuse to purposefully be in sin, then simply you're just using it as an excuse. But a moment ago when we started, We read that the Bible says, deceiving yourselves. You're deceiving yourself on what you're going to do. That deceit will harden your heart towards God, bring open doors to the devil. If you're married, you're going to destroy your marriage, your children, your business, your family, destroy your relationships. It's stupid to be purposefully in sin, but God loves you, stupid. I mean, brother, you understand? I mean, do you understand? And if you change and close all doors to the devil, the Lord will restore you greatly and see blessings. But there are Christians who don't pray anymore. They're lost in sin. And that's what happens. Your heart hardens towards God, but God is the same. He does not change. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness. Your fruit to holiness. Read that word. Your fruit to holiness. And in the end, everlasting life. Now, my brothers in Christ, beautiful children of God, beautiful, loving, and I love you all. God loves you. But they see this verse and say, you have to be in holiness. You have to be in holiness. Because when they read eternal life, they think over there in heaven when they die. But I told you, eternal life, as Jesus said in John, and this is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you. Eternal life means having a relationship with God. Intimacy with God. Amen. This is eternal life. John 17:3. And hear what this is saying. What this is saying here. As your fruit. Now, center yourself. I was about to say sit yourself, but center yourself. Center yourself, your fruit. Says your fruit. Any of you have a tree in your home? The fruit is the fruit the root? No. The fruit is at the end. The fruit is a product. Religion preaches holiness as the root. Holiness or fruit is a product of your relationship with God. That's what that verse is saying. Relationship with God produces holiness. Holiness does not produce a relationship with God. I know people, Christians, kind Christians, I know they behave very good. And I honor them for that. And I encourage them to continue behaving correctly. They will never sin. They behave at home. They will never drink. They love their family. That should always be part of it. But they do it because inside of them, they have a relationship of God based out of fear. Saying, no, look at me. I'm behaving. Look, I even brought, on Valentine's, I brought some flowers for my wife. Look, I took her to have dinner. You know, not a single cuss word. I don't get mad. I don't do anything. Look, I behave. You think God wants a relationship like that? You think God, that your children just, oh yes, Dad, look, I already behaved. Look, I cleaned my room. Look. Something's not right with that. You see, it's unholiness, but based on a relationship, it's based on out of a fear that God will send them to hell or that either have an illness or worse, send them to hell. God does not want a relationship like that. It says fruit. It's the fruit. It's a result. Fruit is a result. If you see people, I've mentioned it at the beginning, some of you arrive super late because you don't have a relationship with God, but God loves you. God loves you. If I die, go to heaven. Yes, you're going to go to heaven. Don't even be worrying about that. But it indicates that you don't have a relationship with God. It means that God is important for you. Then what's the issue if God loves me? Again, the issue is this. You will not receive because now comes the law of the kingdom. It says that God honors who honor him comes now sowing and reaping. You sow not just money, but a good attitude, which comes maturity. In this series, I'm going to take you from what is the foundations, principal foundations of the new birth to full maturity. But this, I go and preach this. Believe me, what I'm preaching you, I can't preach this in many churches. And it's a foundation. You get scared. Hey, Brother Hughes, you seen that we can drink? No, I didn't say that. You want me to tell you what the Bible? 1 Corinthians 6. Turkey. Because Nubia has a turkey at home that's waiting for us. He is life for us. I mean, at home we eat turkey regardless of what time it could be of the year. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So, very quickly, rereading this verse, Paul was saying the same thing. He had the same issue with the Corinthians, where the churches in Corinthians were the most carnal that there was. They were super boastful, saying that they believed themselves too much because the gifts flowed in them, and Paul gave them a good spiritual beating, saying, "Hey, well, what about it? You can flow in the spirit. You can flow in the spirit. Doesn't indicate maturity." One of the things he had to correct was that they were Christians, children of God, but they were going to the temples of the pagans there in Corinth to have sex with the prostitutes of the temple. And that's when he said, "You are temple of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't go with you." Notice how he didn't say, "Don't do that because you're going to go to hell." Which is why people, they think and say, "No, I'm already very lost. God is mad with me. There's no redemption." They're super deceived now. Out of false messages in some churches of debauchery. If you start saying, "I'm a child of God, this does not go with me. It's not convenient for me to be taking drugs. Speaking of me and Brother Hughes, it's not convenient for me to be with another woman. Not convenient for me to be in adultery and be cheating on my wife. It's not convenient for me to putting false testimony in front of you and my children. The devil will destroy me, destroy my life, destroy my personal life, destroy the life of my ministry. And God will love me. If I were in adultery and everything is destroyed in my life, God will continue loving me. God will not change towards me, but people will change now. Will change towards me, will not receive the word, regardless of how true it is." There's a man who's still alive, almost 90 years old, glory to God, in Louisiana. Very tremendous man, very famous man, the 80s. There was no one like him to win souls for the life of Jesus. Different country. No one. There was no ministry, nor of the word of faith, had as much money as he had of his ministry. But pride won him over. I can't tell you who, because I know some information, not of the case. He's a servant of God. You know what happened? It was all discovered. They caught him with other women in a hotel room. And 2 years later with another one in California. Now he continues preaching and he has a good ministry. He's reached a lot of people. It's not the same. Not even a fraction of what it used to be. Because God loves him. God has forgiven him. But people don't. People don't. Because the Bible speaks of giving good testimony. That people say, "No, you're not giving good testimony." But when it comes to God, God loves him the same. I mean, if you still have an idea of coming to God and based on your works, and that if you showered and I shower, please don't be stinking up the rest. But based on dead works, you'll always be frustrated because regardless of what you do, you'll never do it. This will never reach the standards of God. Amen. When you understand this, you'll be free of that nonsense that if tithing is of the law or this and that. You'll just want to give in the kingdom. Stand on your feet with me.
Learn something. Understand. Remember, and while we prepare ourselves to pray, there may be doubts, questions. Make them known. Maybe you can give them to Nuvia in a little piece of paper. Or if one of you have my phone number, you want me? Let me ask you a favor. Don't give my cell phone to my phone number to people that don't come to this church. Because then I don't know what to do. I barely have time to answer your calls sometimes. That's why we have a ministry number. But if one of you have my personal number and have any questions or doubts, send me a text message. Pastor, what about this verse? What about this? What example this? Ask me the question with all calm. What did I tell you last time? Things I told you last time. There is no dumb questions. There is no dumb question. No question is stubborn. If you do it with an honest heart, just make any question. While you get ready, where it says, for the payment of our sin is death. But the payment of death is, this is the spiritual death. The world is going to receive spiritual death. And if a believer is in sin, I mean, eventually the devil is going to take that route, the way. But when you repent and you say, Father, I forgive, I repent from this, and you take all responsibility and stop blaming other people. Because there's Christians who say, Lord, I forgive me. I repent from mistreating my wife, but it's also her fault. I mean, no, that doesn't work either. Ruined it. So always come with a humble heart with the Lord. Amen? And if the other one, if the other person says, well, he didn't ask forgiveness, that's between you and the Lord. And renew your mind. Change your way of thinking. Change it to the righteousness of God. That same righteousness. It comes from our spirit, and everything else will be added. Why do you think that I haven't been with another woman? But my wife and I, we've been married for 22 years. And last week I told her we were remembering. And I said, love, we've been married for 22 years. And I said, whoa, jokingly, obviously, thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength. And she said, shouldn't it be backwards? Thank you for giving me the strength, Lord, for tolerating her 22 years. Amen. And you know, but it is backwards. It's a joke. And when you come before the Lord and say, thank you because you're good with me. And it's not that I haven't been in adultery or in other things because I'm smart. It's because of the word. And then I give glory to God for his grace. When you understand who you are in Christ. Lord, I give you thanks. I praise you for your truth. Thank you that you sent your son, Jesus. And he didn't just give us salvation, but we're also children of God. We're the same righteousness. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit. I worship you. I glorify you. I honor you, Lord. And thank you for the truth. Lord, anything we do here forward, let it be inspired by your love, by who you are, your grace, not by fear or doubt. But our faith goes to a higher level because we are children of God. Born and temple of the Holy Spirit, because it's our new nature. Just the same way as a dog barks and a cat meows, as the same way a horse runs, because that's how they were made. That's their natural way, their habit. We walk in sanctity because we love you, because we've understood how much you love us. And for love of you and for other brothers and sisters and people, we don't want to give a false testimony. Lord, and if any one of us have done that, it's not because of ignorance. We repent and we change our ways with the word. We ask that you help us and that you receive the forgiveness the Lord has given. And we come clean because you have forgiven us in Christ. Because you don't see us in our physical and our minds. You see us in Christ. When you see us, you see the Lord Jesus in us. And that's why we worship you. And that's why we give. And that's why we receive these offerings. And even though it seems weird, you know I'm weird, right? I'm going to use this verse to receive tithes and offerings. Hebrews 10. Help me on the screen. Verse 14 to 17. And some of you will say, what does this have to do? But if you understand it, you'll say, thank you, Lord. I understand this. I deserve to go to heaven, but you have made me your son. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. You're perfect. Maybe when you say I'm not perfect in my mind, in my soul, in my body. But we are perfect in the spirit because Jesus made us perfect. Look at that. Verse 15. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. Who gives us witness? The Holy Spirit. After he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. What other days? What those days? The Old Testament. The Lord says, I will put my laws into their hearts and I will write in their minds. And then the Holy Spirit adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. So if he doesn't remember anymore, why do you remember them? And let the devil come and lay those thoughts on you. Well, brother, it's because I did do it. Well, I know. But why don't you repent and just change your ways and let the Lord restore you? I mean, restoration will probably come one day to another, but it will come. You mean religion? I would be yelling right there. But religion, and some of you are like, meh, I know, brother, and that's very nice. But it's not for me, Brother Hughes. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's very nice. Yeah. Yes, that's very nice. But Lord, you think that this is humbleness. Lord, how pretty, Lord. But it's not for me. I'm a dog sinner. You don't even need to look at me, Lord. And people think that they're so humble and the Lord is saying, oh, how sweet my son. No, the Lord is thinking, because I would think, aye, you're so sweet, but you're so dumb. You're giving more territory to the devil. Glory to God.
Were you ministered and were you fed with the word of God? Then we give you the opportunity to do so online tonight. Or in this day, or whenever you are listening to us. The Word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the Word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the Word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the word out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that word.
The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have or I can't. True. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again. And we've experienced it time and time again. Time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in sowing and reaping. I call an abundant harvest. A hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true. And thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you. And we agree. And you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing. And not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise. Seek wisdom. Don't spend. Get out of debt. God wants you free of debt. And he wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.
We hope you enjoyed this video. If you would like to watch the complete video, visit our website, mpfccc.com, in the section of Bible studies. Scan the QR code or use the link in the description, or contact us at 520-364-3698 or email us at info@mpfccc.com.